Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Time for Becky's Classified. Not done this for ages. You love a bargain. Becky loves a bargain. So let's put the two together and try and buy some stuff for not much money. Right, what have you got?
First one is I think might be my new car.
Muck spreader, £1,600. High-spec muck spreader, 2008, as new, has only ever spread two loads. Lights.
Right, OK.
See, now this is in the bargain section, and at first you might think, £1,600, that's not a bargain.
No.
However, I'm looking at getting a car.
Yeah, but also, you live in London.
Yeah.
Right, so you don't... That would look weird.
No, but I haven't got much money, so basically I'm thinking I can't afford a car. If I get this muck spreader, I can just use that as my wheels.
Do you have to pay the London congestion charge with the muck spreader? Because if you don't, then actually I'm coming around to your way of thinking.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I'm not sure if it's a two-person or whether it's just you. I don't know if it's got two seats.
It's as new, only done two loads.
Yeah, and it's got lights.
Yeah. Have I told you about my new scooter yet?
No.
I've got a new...
OMG.
Yeah, I've got a new eco scooter, talking of not paying the congestion charge. If you don't live in London, you're lucky that you don't have to pay this charge for driving into town every day, which you do, for cars and lorries and stuff. But if you've got like an eco bike, like one that plugs in, like mine, you just charge it up like a phone, voila, no congestion charge. So I thought, oh, that's nice. And I got one of those. And you know the neighbour upstairs that threw water on me once because I was making some noise? I put it outside my house for about an hour while I tried to find a parking space for it, okay?
Mm.
So it's literally outside of my flat for an hour or less, okay? Mm. Then I come out to actually move my new eco bike to its proper parking space, which I'd sorted out. She had put it onto the pavement and I've got a parking ticket. Now, you're not supposed to be able to get parking tickets with these. That's the idea of them. Because they're eco-friendly, you don't pay the congestion charge and you don't get a parking ticket.
Why had she moved it?
Well, I think we know the answer to that question. Why did she pour water on me?
Because you were being annoying?
No, because, well, I can't say what I think.
Have you had to do a special test to drive your scooter? You know you have to do that bike test thing where you'd all ride behind each other and the...
The dispute is continuing with my neighbour. Anyway, so then I think, right, this is going to go off. I've already got a parking
ticket.
Let it
all out.
Yeah, okay. Can I? Is that okay?
God, well, you seem to be doing it. Go on.
Not been on for a couple of days. Then I think, okay, I'll do the neighbourly thing. Even though she's put it on the pavement and now I've got a parking ticket, I then put it back in front of my flat, okay, and I drop a note through her door saying... Right, sorry about this. I've only just received this bike. It's only just arrived. I'm finding somewhere for it to be parked right now. And so please don't move it again and put it in the pavement. Then...
Oh, God.
Now she's put it in roadworks.
You don't know this is her.
Outside my house.
You
well,
don't
I'm
know it's her moving it.
I'm suspecting it is. Anyway, I feel much better now. Thanks for that.
And in all that time, if you're getting all that off your chest, a lot of people have texted in to say, I need a tractor to get to pull my muck spreader. You can't ride a muck spreader.
Oh, rubbish. So now you've got to buy the tractor as well.
Broken my dreams.
No, might as well just get an old banger car. Bangor car. However you say it. Next!
Zombie assistance needed. Your job role will involve one of many job areas, including retail operations, box office sales, safety speeches and on-street promotion. We're looking for staff to join our team immediately on a part-time basis with the opportunity of more permanent work. Essential skills. Good communicator. Clear English is essential. Friendly and hard-working. Computer literate. Willing to be flexible with hours. Rate of pay, £5.95 per hour. Please attend our open interview this Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. sharp at the following address. Please bring your CV.
So, this is an assistant...
To zombies.
For a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you think are actually going to turn up to
that? Well, it's quite a good wage, that. £5.95 an hour. I've got all the skills. I think I might turn up.
Please bring your CV.
Do you reckon? Can you imagine if I worked here and then got a second job as a zombie assistant?
Well, some people at Radio 1, I think, do some jobs in the evening and stuff, mm-hmm. don't they?
I think zombie assistant would be the best one so far.
Yeah, it's better than working in a club, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a zombie assistant, actually, when I'm not working in Scott's show.
When I did the cloakroom at that club with Gems, and haven't done it recently, I could say to her, I've moved onwards and upwards, and I'm now a zombie assistant.
Yeah.
Sure about that?
Don't be texting in, ha 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 ha, Scott on a scooter.
I am slightly worried about this, to be honest.
Good.
Have you got a helmet?
Yeah, I've got all the gear. But once again, no idea. But I have got all the gear.
All the gear, no idea.
Yeah. Next.
Oh my God, you've never haddocked it so good. £280. This is officially the best place to rent. This charming room in Easton will mackerel all your dreams come true. We're looking for someone with a kind soul and a good sense of tuna. Be quick, because it's sure to be snappered right up and sprat sprat. You're in for one hake of a time, it's just brill. Don't be coy, give us a herring, even if it's just for the halibut. Rent is 280 squids, inclusive of gas, electric, eels, council tax, and inter fishing net. Water is separate. P.S. This is an actual room in an actual real house. Please call Belinda if you're interested.
Well, Belinda, to be honest, we all stopped reading a long time ago.
Why would you do that? At what point do you sit there and think, right, I need a housemate. What I'm going to do, what's going to attract the best housemate to me, is to just write an ad on one of these websites with a load of fish puns.
Becky, you're talking to the person who actually does a whole feature based on puns. Remember, we could call it Just for the Pun of It, where we call people with different puns. So actually, Belinda, fair play to you. Next.
Free picture of an apple. I'm giving away a free picture of an apple, not frames. The picture is particularly lovely and is about 3 years old. The apple itself looks like a Granny Smith, but it's hard to tell as the little sticker is not fully in view. The apple is uneaten, at least the parts that are in frame. The bit out of shot could have been bitten into. This is a perfect free gift for anyone who likes apples or pictures of apples, or pictures of apples that might be Granny Smith apples. The picture is in good condition but has gone slightly brown, very much like an apple would after being left laying around. Item can be delivered or collected, but would prefer it to be collected so that it keeps its condition.
Might get that.
Seriously.
Why are you laughing at me?
You've got enough tat in your house as it goes.
No, I've got bare walls. I need to get some new pictures up.
Where have you put the shield from the Brit Award that we accidentally broke?
That's still on my desk because I've been too scared to take it on the train. Do you remember last time I took something massive on the train? Last time I had a cardboard cutout of Anna Kournikova. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
And I tried to take it on the train and the guard said to me, you're going to need to pay an extra ticket for her. And I was like, no, I'm not. It's a cardboard cutout. And he said, no, she's the size of a person, extra ticket. And then at which point I cried my eyes out and he let me through. But it's frightened me ever since, so. Anything bigger than a handbag, I don't really take on public transport.
Fair enough. We've got some more classifiers after six.
Yes.
Not really interested in any of those, but hopefully the ones after six will please me more.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now...
Oh, what's occurring?
Patrick.
Hello, Scott, you all right?
You still here?
I am, yeah.
Love that.
Nothing changes.
I've been here more than you this
You
week,
actually you know, really right? have, yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Just keeping things ticking over at your end and that, you know. Just
yeah, good.
Holding it down, yeah.
Holding it down, yeah.
Yesterday he spent the whole Oh What's Occurring plugging his new Facebook group.
Well, no, I didn't spend the whole show doing it. 98%. I must admit the membership's tripled overnight, but,
right,
you know.
Okay, so what's the Facebook group, please?
It's just the independent fan group of mine.
Okay, good. Yeah. And how do you find that on Facebook?
Well, we pretty much hijacked your Facebook group. So
oh, right, good.
Everyone went on there to get the link to mine, so, yeah.
How many people have you got now?
I think we've got about 800. We only had about 250 yesterday, so...
He's got more than me.
What?
He's got more than me.
Oh, how embarrassing. Now, obviously, because you're, like, becoming a regular fixture of this show now, have you ever considered any way... other than Facebook of getting your profile up? See, normally if people appear on this show for any length of time, their local newspaper will get in touch, and then normally they'll do a what area are you from?
West Yorkshire.
Yeah, which place in particular?
Leeds,
yeah. And how old are you?
18.
It'll be 18-year-old Patrick from Leeds, and then they'll come round and take a picture of you, probably with like headphones around your neck, pretending to listen to the radio and stuff.
Right,
and often you'll get, you know, page 3 or 4 out of that.
Yeah, well, to be honest, there's not really that much going on in the third biggest city in the country, so yeah, I think I probably would.
Yeah, actually, yeah. You're right.
Another thing, I just thought I'd fill you in on this. This Sunday, me and a couple of mates are going down to Wembley for the cup final, so I'll just tell you the plan now. We're going down in the morning, watching the game, hopefully having a few victory celebration beers after, and then the plan is to stop over at yours on Sunday night and then muck about in London on Monday. We can skip college, high college if you're listening, and then live into the studio for a live face-to-face what's occurring Monday afternoon.
Was this planned while I wasn't here?
Yeah, Becky agreed to it all.
What?
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Right, be honest.
No, I didn't.
Let me in the eye.
No, I didn't. Look.
How many of you are there?
Party of four.
Four. See, that's actually... My flatmate is away at the moment. He's skiing.
Careful what you're about to say, Scott, if you're about to say
but
yes.
Four people, I don't think that's going to happen. And also, you'll have to bear the wrath of my neighbour, and you know about my neighbour.
Oh, yeah.
Pours water over your head and stuff. So, okay, well, I'll get back to you about that once I've discussed it with my flatmate on text tonight and see if he doesn't mind putting his room out to you lot.
All right, nice one.
And now, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
So it's very exciting. Chris Moyles announced earlier that our big weekend this year is in Bangor, North Wales. Lots of excited texts from people coming in. Although, if you'd only heard a bit of the Chris Moyles show this morning, you would have been right in thinking that it was in Great Yarmouth, because they seem to mention Great Yarmouth a lot. I think they all got a bit confused.
I was wondering if they told Dave it was Great Yarmouth, just in case if he blurted it out, he wouldn't spoil a surprise.
I think by the end of the show, Dave actually believed it was in Great Yarmouth, even though it was clear that it was in Bangor. So, it's a simple question. On the Chris Moyles show this morning, how many times did they mention Great Yarmouth, despite the fact that the big weekend's in Bangor? Patrick.
17.
Becky.
16.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Chris Moyles going on about Great Yarmouth for no particular reason.
Great Yarmouth. Yarmouth. Where's Yarmouth? I've never heard of Yarmouth.
Great Yarmouth.
Great Yarmouth. Great Yarmouth. Great Yarmouth seems to be coming up a lot. I don't know why people are saying that. Great Yarmouth.
Great Yarmouth.
Great Yarmouth.
Great Yarmouth.
Great Yarmouth.
I like to call it Yarmouth.
There we are. It was because there was quite a lot of internet speculation about that maybe it was going to be in Great Yarmouth. See, that's why. So, 14 Yarmouths or Great Yarmouths in there. So I'm afraid, Patrick, that one goes to Becky.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, next one. Over the weekend, I saw some people in a park on a tandem.
Oh, I've always wanted to ride one of these.
I know. You can hire them out in parks and stuff, can't you?
I've so always wanted to get one.
Thing is, right, the man, it was a couple, obviously. The bloke was doing all the work. She was...
What sort of tandem I want to go on.
I wanted to shout out, mate, listen, like, she's not pulling her weight here at all. Do you know what I mean? If you're on a tandem, you've both got to do the legwork.
I so would do that, just sitting at the back, not pedalling.
Yeah. Have you ever been on one, Patrick?
No, I am not.
You'd like to, though?
Yeah, who wouldn't?
He went, no, I have not. I think they look like a lot of fun. Let me ask you this question, Patrick. Which celebrity, if you had to be, would you most like to be stuck on a tandem with?
Ooh.
You're at the front there, at the back, not doing anything. You're doing all the work.
Don't know. Picks you up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is she your favourite at the moment?
Well, yeah. Obviously, very, very talented singing voice, yeah.
That's right. And yeah. She looks like she'd be good on a tandem. I don't know what I mean by that. Becky?
Kings of Leon.
Well, all of them.
Oh, no, there's only two
tandem.
Seats, isn't it?
Hello.
Caleb from Kings of Leon.
Right, we asked Stupid Street the same question earlier. Who would you like to ride a tandem with, celebrity? Most popular answer, please, Becky.
Robert Pattinson.
Pat and Patrick.
Susan Boyle.
Seriously?
She looks, I don't know. She just screams out tandem, I think.
Yeah.
Has she got good calves? That's a sign of a good cyclist.
Ben on the text has got one that we can borrow. Yes, Ben, we might be in touch.
I'm going to ride my tandem to Bangor.
So, Robert Pattinson from Becky, Susan Boyle from Patrick, let's go.
Oh!
We asked the people of Stupid Street, who would you like to ride a tandem with?
Who would you most like to share a tandem with?
Simon Cowell.
Why Mr. Cowell?
Because I love him, he's a beautiful man.
Is it the high jeans and high waist?
Just his character.
50 Cent.
Why 50
he's like
Cent?
My ideal man. It's rather hot.
Who would be your favourite person to share a tandem with?
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Russell Brand.
Robbie Williams.
Why Robbie?
He's so sweet.
Who would you most like to share a tandem with?
No comment. I don't even know what that means, it just sounds different. Sounds like...
naughty.
Yo, no comment.
Tandem bicycle, I would... Nelson Mandela.
Have you been on a tandem before?
Yes.
How was it?
Not bad, it was good.
If you could share a tandem bike with anyone, who would it be?
Simon Cowell.
Why Simon Cowell?
Because he's hot.
George Lamb, I think he's really hot. He is a good presenter, and also he's just attractive. I'd like him.
Debbie Harry, definitely. Because she did stuff with fashion that people are doing now, you know, 30 years ago. She's just a legend.
Larry Lamb! I like him.
Larry Lamb?
Archie, don't you think he's got the silver fox?
Are you sure you don't mean George? If you could share a tandem with anyone in the world, who would it be?
Chris Boardman, Gordon Brown and Chris Hughton.
Why Chris Boardman?
The balance of effort.
If you could share a tandem with anyone in the world, who would be your favourite person to share a tandem with?
Johnny Depp.
Why Johnny Depp?
Obvious reasons.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Was that what you were thinking of?
No.
What were you thinking of?
He's really good looking.
Right, I think, as always with Stupid Street, the only people they know is Simon Cowell. Because the answer is on more than most. I like it that Larry and George Lamb were both in there, though.
I'd like to see them on a tandem together.
Together, yep. If you could pick anybody, who would it be? Oh, Larry Lamb, yeah. Archie, yeah.
Well, at least he's famous. George Lamb's a bit like, who?
George Lamb's famous.
Oh, he's famous, but he's not as famous as Larry Lamb, is he?
True say. Okay, none of your answers are in there, so no one gets a point at all. Who's Chris Boardman?
He's like a famous cyclist.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Gary asking the questions knew that either.
Okay, good.
He's like a cyclist off of the 90s.
Sorry, Patrick.
That's all right.
No points.
Oh, what's the kidding?
I like it when we do this one. You know, sometimes on local radio, they do a thing called the phrase that pays, and you have to be listening to their station for a phrase that pays. And then, if they call you any time, you have to say the phrase back to them, and you win. So they tell you the phrase on the air, you listen to the radio, and then if you ring back and go, I don't know the phrase, then you win, whatever. Now, I called some Radio 1 listeners earlier, asking them what the phrase that pays was. And today's Radio 1 phrase was, I want to go out with Cheryl Cole. So we tell you the phrase on air, and if we called you back and you say the words, I want to go out with Cheryl Cole, then you win.
You recorded this before the show, though, so you hadn't actually said any phrase.
No, we've never actually mentioned the phrase at all.
How are they going to know what the phrase is, then?
Well, might do. So, I called some people.
That's rubbish.
I know. How many people out of four would say the phrase that pays, I want to go out with Cheryl Cole, even though we've never actually said it on the radio at all? No, come on, they might do. It's like the biggest entertainment story of the moment. If they're going to say any phrase, they might say that one, I think. Just me, then. Patrick, how many people?
I'm glad you asked me first. None.
Not one?
Oh. No, not a chance.
Say that. Becky.
Four. Because everyone will know, because you've said it on the radio. This is ridiculous.
I know, I like it though. I just like the surprise in their voice. Oh, what do you mean, freeze it, please? Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's the first person I called, asking what the phrase that pays was.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. You've been selected. All you've got to do now to win is tell me the phrase that pays.
I don't know. I don't know.
You've already guessed I don't know. And that wasn't the right answer.
I really don't know. I don't know.
You've already guessed that one.
I am painting a wall.
Okay. So, no there, really. Next.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. You've been selected. All you've got to do now to win is tell me the phrase that pays.
What's the phrase that pays? Two in the hand is one in the bush.
That's not it, I'm afraid. Is that the right phrase?
No.
What's two in the hand and one in the bush?
I think it's a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Right, okay, you got that wrong. Still no sign of the Cheryl Cole quote, though, at the moment. Good luck, everyone.
Hello.
You've been selected and you're on the air now. Just tell me the phrase that pays and you might win.
I don't know. Amaretto. I don't know. I haven't been listening. Cake, bakewell tart, I don't know. I love... I love chocolate brownies.
Right, okay, she obviously had cake on the brain there. Why was her first answer amaretto?
She thought she got it as well.
And I can't believe no one says I want to go out with Cheryl Cole. At the moment, it could all change on this one, though, our last one.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. All you got to do now is tell us the phrase that pays.
Dunno. This is Scott Mills, isn't it? Becky? No, that's not a phrase, is it? Is it... it's obviously not going to be something to do with her being Australian. Becky banging? Banging Becky?
No, that's not it!
Ah!
When was the last time you were Australian?
I don't want to know what's going through his head.
Banging Becky? Becky banging? Right, so Patrick said none, so... Oh, God, it's a draw, isn't it? But Becky got one as well. Mm. Patrick?
Yep.
What are you saying?
Yeah, it is a draw.
No, I'm not saying, because last day is what's the carrying final one of the week. Do you want to come back?
I'll see the week out then.
See the week out?
Yeah, the fans have been very insistent that I carry on throughout the duration until, you know, I've finally been toppled by Becky, but...
Is he getting a big egg now?
Mm. And speaking of fans, just got to do a couple of quick shouts, right, to Stephen Ursula, Ellen Machine, Adam and Kyle at Dirty Business, Crystal Beth, my auntie Pauline... That's about it I can think of. Dave Monkhouse as well, nice one, mate. And yeah, that's about it for this batch, I think. So,
right. Is Auntie Pauline a regular listener to Radio 1?
I don't think she was, to be honest, but she is now.
She's a convert because of you?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, anything that gets us more listeners, Patrick, I'm all up for that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I'll speak to you tomorrow then.
Yeah, cheers.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's the curtain?
The Scott Mills Daily.
This slightly rubbish music means it's now time for Becky's Classifieds. You want a bargain? We've not done these for ages. Is the credit crunch still on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Here is some stuff that you might want to buy. This is all stuff that is available on the internet right now, read out by somebody from Newsbeat.
Dan Whitworth off
of
the news.
Thanks, Dan.
I need cheese. Hi there, I'm a marketing student conducting an experiment for my course on how successful internet adverts can be. I'm looking to collect as much free cheese as possible. If you have any spare cheese that you don't want, we'll take it off your hands. This is not a joke. Text us with your cheese details, Craig and Rob. Thanks.
Now, I'm not being funny, but I don't know anyone who has spare cheese.
Well, you say that. it's
if
a shame.
If you've got cheese, right? You eat it. No, yes, one has spare. No.
Yeah, I would normally agree with you, but on two different occasions recently, I've had spare cheese.
How?
Craig and Rob, you should have asked me last week, because a lot of cheese got delivered to me at Radio 1, and someone was like, oh, it's in the fridge downstairs.
No,
Then I forgot to take it home.
Yeah, but do you know what? That isn't spare cheese, because I've eaten that cheese.
Right, there we are, see? That's why they should have come to me last week, and I would have been like, yeah, you're on.
Even if you get two for one in the shops, I still eat both blocks. No?
Yeah, yeah. But
you can get a whole block and a macaroni cheese.
Can you?
Yeah.
Amazing.
No need for spare.
So Craig and Rob, shame you didn't ask me last week, even though Becky would have got to it before you anyway.
Do you know what? I think I might pretend that I'm a marketing student.
I need free cheese.
Yeah.
Next.
Someone to knit me a Christmas jumper. Paid, of course. I really want a Christmas jumper with snowflakes or Christmas trees or other wonderfully cheesy festive items on, but sadly I can't knit myself, so I'm looking for somebody in or near Northwest London who can do it for me. I can't afford designer prices, obviously that's why I'm here, so anyone who knits and wants to earn some extra cash would be perfect. If you don't, please refer me to any friends or grandmas that do, please. Thanks.
So rather than being a bargain for you, this is something that somebody wants on the classifieds.
And can make me some money.
Yeah.
Because I've got about, how many months now is it till Christmas? It's definitely long enough to learn to knit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying knitting's easy, but it's definitely long enough to learn to knit and do a Christmas jumper by December 25th.
Can you buy Christmas jumpers?
Yeah, but probably not in
not
February.
Not in February, no. Okay. Or if you've just got a spare grandma knocking around, that who's got a spare grandma knocking around? If a grandma knocking around, maybe she wants to knock one up for this person, then that would be good also. Even though, in my experience, my nan's Christmas jumpers are always way too small for me.
Did you actually have a nan that knitted Christmas jumpers? I thought this was a myth.
Yeah. She's dead now. But when she was alive, she did used to do them, but didn't only just knit them. No, she had a knitting machine. So she was full on in the spare room of her house with this massive thing, which is like this big.
What, like your proper, entire arm span?
A proper knitting machine.
She was like 2 metres?
Yeah, she wasn't just there with a knit one, purl one. She was like hardcore on a machine.
And she still managed to get it wrong size.
Yeah, bless her.
I love her.
Bless my nan, so did I. Next.
Free drumstick. The other drumstick broke when I hit my flatmate over the head with it when I thought he was a cymbal. However, if you would like this very nice, fully functional drumstick, it's all yours. Collection only, baby.
Right, anyone want a drumstick? Get in
touch. I thought it was a chicken drumstick when I read the ad, so that's all good.
That's why you put it in?
Yeah.
Right. and that was Becky's Classifieds. Want anything of that, let us know, please.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.